Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger here, your host, and joining me, actually we're on location at the Mexico High School this morning, Sarah Given, and she is with a speech teacher here at the Mexico High School, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. Theater as well, we should say. We always start off with the easy questions. Just tell us a little bit about your childhood and where you grew up at.
I grew up in Belton, Missouri, which is a suburb of Kansas City. So usually when people ask, I say Kansas City. It's easier just to know that. I went to a high school that was a little bit bigger than Mexico when I first started. Mexico's a lot smaller now. So I would say probably 800, 900 students, maybe a little bit more. And I participated in theater. I had parents that were both teachers in the district. I actually got my start in theater when I was not allowed to take an art class because it was too full. And so I had to pick another class in middle school, and I was like, okay, I'll pick acting. And that's where I got my start. I started young on the speech team in middle school. I did all of that in high school. I had a great family. I have one sister. Had some dogs.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about some of those productions that you took part in high school. Do you remember any of your plays?
Oh, absolutely.
Your first role?
Let's see. My first role was in a show called Look Homeward, Angel, and I was a young lady that was having an affair with a younger man, and so it was very awkward for me because I was actually very shy back then, which I know is hard for people to believe, and I had to kiss him on stage, so that was just gross for me. Let's see, and then I played Miss Hannigan in Little Orphan Annie. I was in, oh my gosh, Secret Affairs of Mildred Wild, which I then recreated here with Sydney Groves when she was in high school. She's a teacher now at the district. Oh, so many shows. We did a lot more theater in my high school because I had a separate speech teacher and a separate theater teacher.
After high school, where do you attend college at?
I went to Central Missouri State University, which most people know now as University of Central Missouri, in Warrensburg, Missouri. My life plan was to be a child psychologist, and I had that all mapped out and planned out where I was going to go to school, what I was going to focus on. I was going to get a theater minor and do some drama therapy. I was going to go to master's program at a certain school and so forth and so on. I showed up at freshman orientation. I met Dr. Richard Herman at Central Missouri State, and I fell in love with the theater and said, I'm going to be a theater teacher.
Where was your first teaching job at after college? Was it here in Mexico?
It was. I've been here all 30 years.
Tell us about that. The job interview, how you get interested in the job. Where do you find out about the job?
I actually was interviewed by Daryl Douglas at a Central Missouri State University job fair, and I met him. He invited me up here. I was student teaching at Lexington High School at the time, and so I had to figure out how to get up here for the interview and get back for rehearsals in Lexington, which was a good 20, 30 minutes from Warrensburg, so it was a big navigation for me. Never heard of Mexico, Missouri in my life. I do remember the mixed stop at Kingdom City on trips down I-70 growing up with my parents. So that was at least familiar. There was a bunch of construction in town the day that I came here, and I had to leave a different way than I came in. So that was all crazy and confusing, which sounds silly now when I think about we have like three stoplights. But anyway, I came here, I was interviewed by Nancy Brett, Daryl Douglas, Charlie Lind, you know, good old group of people, and I got the job on the spot, met Dr. Hieronymus, signed the papers, left here, super excited, and I've been here ever since.
And now, it is your last year here at the high school. Tell everybody a little bit about why you decided to retire this year, and maybe some of the things you plan on enjoying during retirement.
It was not an easy decision. I do have to say that you just know. My parents told me I would just know when it was time. And I've been through some medical situations over the last few years, and I just felt like it was time to move on. We also have a very talented young son that is a former student of mine. And my husband and I would like to travel and just kind of be his fan club for a while and let him explore theater for for the good of the family.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we'll take our first break. We're going to talk about your famous young son here in just a moment whenever we return to Meet the Community this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.